Rail ticket rule changes are baffling. Didcot, Wantage and Wallingford MP Ollie Glover has dubbed the new rail ticket rules as baffling and complicated as he calls for the government to reconsider. Off-peak and any-time tickets purchased from the start of next month will be refundable up to 11:59 p.m. the day before they become valid for travel, unless services are disruptive. Retailers will also consider claims from ticket holders unable to travel because of exceptional circumstances due to such things as a medical emergency. No reason needs to be given to obtain a refund if the tickets are unused, by returning them to the place of purchase within 28 days of their expiry date. Mr. Glover, and Liberal Democrat spokesman for transport, has written to the Rail Minister, Lord Hendy, urging his department to consider. He said, removing the ability to obtain a refund from a walk-up ticket erodes one of the key advantages of the more expensive tickets compared to the cheaper and more restrictive advanced purchase fares. This runs the risk of penalising individuals who buy their ticket in advance in order to avoid last-minute panics on the day. Alongside this, the change is likely to have a significant impact on corporate bookings, which are rarely done on the day and may be more prone to on-the-day cancellation of meetings due to changing business requirements. This change could also disproportionately affect elderly and vulnerable individuals, exemplified in a 2024 Department of Transport report. Ticket purchasing behaviour and preferences along rail passengers. Crucially, respondents aged 66 plus were more likely to purchase their tickets from a station ticket office compared with the younger members of society, which implies less confidence with ticketing terms and conditions compared with those who buy without staff assistance, and a higher likelihood of avoiding purchasing at the last moment. In summary, this change adds to an already baffling and complicated set of rail tickets arrangements, which ultimately fails to meet the needs of passengers in the 21st century, while also potentially disproportionately affecting vulnerable and elderly train users. The industry body, the Rail Delivery Group, said the change is aimed at ending refund abuse, which refers to tickets that have been used but not scanned or stamped, and is estimated to cost about £40 million annually. And there's a nice picture of Ollie Glover on the platform with a train.